Okay. So, again, in this week's parsha, we have the list of the klalot, all the arurs, all the things we're cursed for. And one of them, reiterating a pasuk from just a few weeks ago, said, "Arur masig vul re'ehu." Cursed is one who encroaches on the border of his friend. Now, the original context of this prohibition is very local to Eretz Yisrael. And when we entered Eretz Yisrael, so the Shvatim divided the land, and then it was subdivided amongst the families and amongst the individuals, and then that became your ancestral plot forever. And there's a special prohibition in addition to Gzela, in addition to stealing, to move the land markers onto the land of somebody else. And that's Hasagat Gvul. Literally, you're encroaching on someone else's borders of his ancestral land, and that's the prohibition. However, there's a very old Misorah that goes back at least into the early Middle Ages that expands this beyond the original context to what is colloquially known as Hasagas Gvul, right? That when you have someone who runs a business and then someone else comes and opens up the same type of store next door to it, if anyone knows why you, this was always one of the questions. There's two pizza places next door to each other in front of why you. We'll get to why that might be mutter in a moment. But that's Hasagas Gvul. Now, why exactly, where that Misara comes from, not exactly sure. The Rokeach quotes it. The Marshal in his Tshuvas and Tshuva Peites notes that this Misara comes from the Rokeach. He said, I don't know where it comes from, because the prohibition of Hasagat Gvul seems to only refer to encroaching in the land of Eretz Yisrael. But be that as it may, that is the Misara that we have. Even if it's not technically Hasagas Gvul, the Gemara has another name for this prohibition, which is called Yored L'Umenu Shel Chavei. The Gemara mentions it in Makos Chav Dalet and Sanhedrin Pei Aleph. Right? You're not allowed to destroy someone else's parnassus, someone else's livelihood. What I want to do quickly, though, is just outline some of the reasons that this is very difficult to apply in practice, because while at first glance it sounds like a very expansive prohibition, when you actually follow the poskim, it's much more limited in scope. So first of all, the Gemara brings down in Bava Basra Chaf Aleph that this prohibition is limited to cases where one person can legitimately claim that he has more of a right to this turf than the other person. So the Gemara there brings a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Huna bar Yoshua, whether the only time you could claim Hasagas Gvul is if you're from this city and the person who's coming is from the other city. But if it was two people from the same city, so you have no more rights to open up a shop than he does, and vice versa, so the limitation doesn't apply. Or even within one city, Rav Huna's example is, even if you live on this alley and he lives in that alley, he can't come from his alley to your alley to open up a store of the same kind. Now, what exactly that means, halacha lemaisa, is difficult to know, because in the modern world, it's hard to figure out where exactly does a city start, where does it end, right? Are we talking Toronto, Vaughan, or are we saying that the greater Toronto area is one big city? Unlikely, right? It presumably has something to do with how far people will go to shop or something like that. So one of the big challenges that poskim have is trying to figure out what exactly it would mean for me to have rights to this turf and for him to be from somewhere else. So that's one limitation you have to think about. It's also not clear who we poskim like. Is it only someone from another city or even someone from another quote-unquote alleyway? The Rama says it depends on whether the person coming will minimize your profit or destroy your business. If he's actually going to damage you, so then we're going to be stricter. The Pisrei Tshuva as well in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Kuf Nun Vav, says that everyone agrees that if the person will come and totally wipe you out, so then we're going to be stricter. So again, one of the factors, without getting to exactly how he poskim, you have to take into account is A, do you have more rights to open a store here than the other person? B, is how much damage will it actually do when the other person moves in? Will it just minimize your profits, or will it actually destroy your business? But probably what is in most cases the most important of limitations, maybe not in the two pizza stores in YU, that would be for something else, is that the Rama writes as well, also there in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Nun Vav, that this only applies if you sell the exact same thing for the same price. But if the second person comes in because he wants to lower the prices or bring better quality, so then the rights of the consumer override the rights of the seller, and therefore no one can say, oh, I have the right to make a living, because if you're making a living by selling bad quality or selling it for too high of a price. Someone else can come in and undercut you. Someone else can bring in better quality. And since often stores will not sell the exactly same thing, they'll provide a variety of products, they'll provide a difference of qualities or different price in an attempt to attract consumers, but in the process create competition which helps the consumers, because that's the case. It's very often to actually apply the laws of Asagas Gul. One last thing just to think about is that it's also a question in Poskim, what types of jobs does it apply to? Right? It clearly applies to business and the like. There's a machlokes starting already in the Truman Adeshin whether it applies to things like mechanchim or rabbanim, right? Can you say you can't start a shul where I am? On the one hand, it's not technically a job in the halachic sense, right? You're being paid for schar batala, right? You're being paid for not taking another job, however you want to interpret it. On the other hand, realistically, the rabbi is making his living from the salaries. The Truman Adeshin, the Ramah follows him, says there is no hasagas gvul when it comes to rabbanim and the like. The Shach says that despite the fact it technically does, and the minhag is to treat it as if it does. And the Chassam Sofer says, since nowadays Rabbanim realistically make their living from being rabbis, so Asagas Gvul would be not just businessmen, would apply to chinuch and the like as well. So again, while this is a halacha that's often quoted because of the question of what defines turf, can you actually say the person is selling the same thing, or is he helping consumers by offering better quality or lower prices? Trying to figure out how much damage is actually going to be caused, or it's simply going to minimize your profit, and also trying to figure out what counts as a business. All those questions limit the application, but it's at least a question that we should have in our minds and know that it exists.